Hi, I'm Alan Cross. You may know me as the guy who does the ongoing history of new music. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
What's happening? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
That is Play With Records. Get your favorite records, put them on the machine, Play With Records.
Hi, I'm Cam.
I'm Boris.
And we are Castor. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are live from Carruthers Hall Thursday morning indie wake up call. How's everybody doing out there? It's beautiful.
It is.
Did you see that garden that has been planted? Just, I kind of walked through that little alley leading past Clark Hall, but behind it. Anyway, someone made a bunch of planters. There's going to be harvest soon. Like, there's already good lettuce there. Maybe I shouldn't be telling people about it, but somebody planted a really nice garden. Anyway.
Nice.
Beautiful times.
I have not seen it, but everything is blooming.
Oh,
it's very exciting.
So good. So good. How was your week?
It's been good.
Yeah.
It's busy, but it's good.
Amazing. So, are you ready? You're taking over the show in 2 weeks.
I know.
Okay, that's good. That's good. All right. It's going to be amazing. But until then, you know, what was strange about this morning is I'm about to do our post about what's going on, and normally, like, we have something going on the weekend and we have tickets for it. Mm-hmm. What's so special about what's going on this weekend? The big festival?
All free.
It's free. You don't need tickets. So, but I feel like a little bit hyper about that. Every Thursday I feel a little bit hyper, but we are going to break down Skeleton Park Arts Fest. It's happening. CFRC will be there. We'll all be there.
We're
all going to be there Saturday, Sunday, and the promenade is on Saturday. It's going to be crazy. So, looks like the weather is going to hold up for us all. It'll be wonderful. Mm-hmm. I mean, whatever. It's going to be amazing. We're going to play some of the artists that are performing there. I've got a couple lined up in this next set. Did you look more at the Polaris long list?
I didn't do that.
Okay, I did. No, it's okay. That wasn't a test. We don't have a lot of time. Like, they get to the short list so quickly.
I was so obsessed because of Skeleton Park, and it's also National Indigenous Peoples Day coming up on the weekend as well.
They have a full setup on Saturday, too. I think it's somewhere with the promenade. They're going to be close by that.
Yeah.
My mom is calling me right now. My phone. My mom knows I'm in here. I mean, anyway, phone's ringing.
Maybe she's really excited about the Polaris long list.
I think she is. Absolutely. Backwash. That's her favorite. Indigenous Person's Day. Like, it's a big, beautiful day downtown on Saturday, but also, like, going into Sunday. Let's go. Like, it's going to be so fun.
And if you've never been to Skeleton Park, even if it's raining.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. It's so much fun.
So we do have a band calling us, mm-hmm. well, Zooming with us, and I'm excited to talk to them. I've never talked to them before, and this is something I kind of expect from Skeleton Park. Like, this is the kind of experience that I do expect, because they are a brass band that walks around the neighborhood, essentially, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Trash Panda Brass. They're going to be ringing us up at about 9 a.m. Do you know anything about them?
I know that they formed in 2022. They're from Toronto, and they're all about spreading queer joy. So,
well, they do so by, I was looking at their music. Here's something in the background right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Montero. You know that is. They play amazing covers. But they're on the move, right? Like, from what I've seen of them, like, they don't just play. Like, they're moving around. We follow them.
Yeah.
Well, wherever they go, like, it's going to be so good.
Yeah, I think they'll be doing the porch jazz. So marching through the streets of Skeleton Park
with their
music. But, yeah, I think, like, they're very much about that outdoor vibe, bringing music to the people. So, yeah, totally that kind of fun, accessible, no-cost dance and music.
Oh, thank you, Skeleton Park people who do this. Again, another festival. We go and have fun. Although we're volunteering for CFRC. We'll be at the CFRC booths and doing some things. But yeah, really, like, thank you to all the volunteers and the people that put this festival on. It is so loved. It's such a great neighborhood. And here we go again. It's going to be wonderful. So Trash Panda Brass are calling us at 9 a.m. I did some homework on the Polaris, okay? So I've got the first song we're going to have coming up after Trash Panda Brass playing Montero right now. Here it is. So good. Okay. Playing a song called Fleuron. It's from N Now, and the album's called Nouveau Langage. Mm-hmm. Nouveau Langage. I made a little post last year to the Polaris, well, about the Polaris, saying it was the first time I'd seen the top 10, there were no Francophones. I think that's going to change this year because the other band, can we scroll down just a little minute here? I've got a little Skeleton Park sandwich here. So we're going to start the set with the Nouveau Langage, the album from End Now, and Chaux Sauvage. They've been on this before, and we're going to play Cours Toujours, and Chaux Sauvage 3 is the album, and in between those two Polaris albums that I just learned about, like, I listened to them this week, really listened to them, love them. But in between them, we're going to play some artists at Skeleton Park. Zune, don't miss Zune. Amazing. And Almond Milk, you know we love Almond Milk on the show. And Tiny Horse is going to be there.
Yeah, okay. Tiny Horse is going to be doing a workshop with Trash Panda Brass Band. So
God. Okay, well, let's get going. This is Fleuron by End Now, one of the Polaris longlisters. Let's get going.
Déshabille how did I get so far somewhere else?
In a long time.
fly on Thursday morning.
I think you're killing it. No, you, every week I teach you something right and two things wrong.
Just gotta keep me on my toes, right?
Well, I just want to say good morning to Chancellor, if he's listening.
Hi.
Hope he's happy. I think we're killing it this morning so far.
Yeah.
Just a reminder, we are playing a lot of music that will involve the Skeleton Park Arts Festival. Before we mentioned that, we did play some Chose Sauvage that you just heard, Coup Toujours, and they are one of the Polaris long listers. So yeah, we're nerds here. But as I was saying last week, as we were going through the list, there are so many artists I didn't really listen to their albums. So kudos to the people that do, that make that list, because I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, I kind of went on a Gloin binge, I will admit.
Oh my God, yeah.
The show, so that's why I'm like, I've slacked on the other ones because I've been
deep
diving to a lot of them. Yeah.
Well, that's good. And we also played Skeleton Park Arts Festival music people as well. We're going to talk about that. Do you go? Are you going to go Saturday and Sunday?
I'm going to be there. Yeah, I'm going to be at the CFRC booth. I'm facilitating a workshop on Saturday and Sunday. And
I love workshops. What's happening at the workshop?
So on Saturday, we've got it's From Page to Stage with Cadence Weapon.
Oh my God.
Sadiqa Demeyer and Jermaine Marshall talking about how you can flow between poetry, spoken word, and rap, and the other way around. And then the panel on Sunday, we can probably talk about with Trash Panda because it's
okay. We'll save that. Yes.
Yeah.
Trash Panda's calling us at 9 a.m. if you're just tuning in.
Yeah. But, you know, come. Don't be intimidated by poetry.
Fair.
People are.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
okay.
It's super relaxed. It's going to be more conversational. You don't have to have done homework.
No, like I think all are welcome. Like
yeah.
Don't, like, I'm not saying like if you're basic, but if you are, like, mm-hmm. Don't be afraid. You're,
yeah.
To your point, like, it's, I don't know what I just said there, but you know what I mean. Like, don't be afraid of the arts community. The arts
yeah.
community is taking care of us.
Yeah.
And this weekend is a real celebration of
yeah.
that. So
crazy. Come be inspired, be fed, have joy. There, well, fed literally and figuratively, because there's some delicious food carts.
Oh yes, always. 25 degrees. It's going to be 25 degrees on the Saturday. Looks like it's good. 26 on Sunday. If there's a little shower, it might be at night, but it doesn't look like we have anything to worry about. And I've seen shows there in the rain and they've been great.
Yeah.
The kids don't care. That's
yeah.
for sure.
And they usually have a big tarped section if you don't want to get wet.
Yeah. So we'll be prepared. Come by the CFRC booth and say hello to us.
We have pens and buttons.
Amazing.
And t-shirts.
Okay, so in this next set, I'm going to play some Cadence Weapon, brand new, off Infiltrator. We're going to play Infiltrator with Veggie. Cadence Weapon is a master collaborator. There are so many great songs where Cadence Weapon has collabed on. And to his point for this workshop you're talking about, yes, like, he doesn't have any barriers. The range of people, it's
yeah.
pretty amazing.
Well, he was Edmonton's Poet Laureate.
And he also has a banger about Connor McDavid, which I was ready to play today, but I put it away. He does. He loves Connor. Yeah, whatever. Hockey
yeah.
fans, don't worry about that. But here, I want to start off with a song. I love Christine and the Queens from Paris with Saron. So all the French that I love, French dance forever. The album's called Catching Feelings. So's the single. I want to get it started with that. We got some Cadence Weapon. Looks like we got some Luella coming up with Almond Milk again. I guess I love the kids so much, we need to play them again. And Avalon and Marie Davidson, another Polaris long lister. Let's go.
Don't be afraid. pictures, I understand.
But you could set me free. Think the curse is gone. I'ma kiss you all night. Stay up till the morning. Okay, first of all, no, I stayed in a bad place. But can I move into yours? Oh.
watch sunsets together and drink beers on rooftops, just live in the moment. I know good days are coming, we'll just live in the moment.
back to pieces just cause she's gone. These feelings just twist by the light that she stabbed in my back when she moved on. I know I've been falling for far too long, but day after day it goes on.
If you want to know more about Skeleton Park Arts Festival, stick around 9 a.m. We got Trash Panda Brass calling us to let us know where they're going to be, what they're going to be doing, and anything else SPAF related. This is the Indie Wake Up Call. You're listening to CFRC, and we're glad you're joining us.
Day after day, it goes on.
Tick tack, time is never coming back. What you choose, you might lose. Wake up or go back to snooze. Inside my tummy, there ain't nobody. Empty, empty.
peace to any chance of me. They been within the station. And no doctor, pope can grant diagnosis. I've peeled through the forums and there's no cure for ulcers. But here's a message to the party girls.
Song, take a sexy picture of me, C-Matt. And we were playing other artists, Polaris Prize longlisters, SPAF artists. We've got some more lined up, but I think we've got Trash Panda Brass on the Zoom. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yay, it worked.
We are.
Yes, it did.
Technology.
The future is now.
Oh my God, live radio, campus radio. We did the technology thing. Woo! All right. Lanika, welcome. You're coming back to Kingston. You've been to Kingston before, right?
Yes, we were in Kingston in November, and we did a workshop at the university and a little show, and the sound techs at the Beta Rose Theater, that's the theater there, they were like, we love you. We're going to give your name to Greg, who does the Skeleton Park Festival. Maybe you can come back. And we're like, oh my gosh, we'd love that. And then like a week later, they called us and we got booked. So it's really exciting.
Awesome. And honestly, you're coming at such a beautiful time of year to Kingston and super excited. This is Ara. We've been emailing back and forth a little bit because you have a lot going on this weekend.
Yes, we're quite busy this whole, all of June has just been like, we're flying by the seat of our pants.
So you're doing an onstage event on Saturday. You're also doing Porch Jazz Parade. And then the thing that I'm excited for is a panel discussion that you're doing on Sunday called Sounding Off in Queer Joy.
Yes.
And this is something I think that's really important to you as a band. Can you tell me a little bit about like the ethos of Trash Panda Brass Band, like how you got together and what message you're trying to